really the subject that we're going to be talking about tonight is reading guest lists and menus and other similar things on Shabbos. The reaction that a lot of people had is that, what's wrong? What could be wrong? So there's the Mishnah in Shabbos says that a Baal Bais is not allowed to read his not allowed to count his guests or his food on Shabbos. He can only do it al peh, but he can't read it b'ksav. The Gemara says there's machlekes. What's the reason? Or Bibi says the reason is because he might come to erase from the list in case he doesn't want to invite a certain guest or he wants to change up the food. He doesn't have enough food. He might come to erase it. The other Abaye says that the gzeira is because he might come to read shtari adyaitis. Shtari adyaitis are any type of loan, contract, business-related matter, business paper, business magazine, any of that type of things are all considered shtari adyaitis, and those would be. And that's there was a the Chazal were geyser these types of reading your menu, your guest list, because you might come to read shtari adyaitis, which are aser. It happens to be this machlokes why shtari adyaitis are aser. The Rush says the reason is because the pasuk says the way you act on Shabbos shouldn't be like your weekdays activities, and therefore these stuff which are related to your regular day-to-day business, that would be usher because it's pasuk v'daber davar. The Rambam says that the reason is because you might come to erase. The reason why you can't reach Shtari Yitz is become Shama Yimchok. So it's interesting that the Gemara is saying over here that the reason that we have machlokes either because Shama Yimchok or Shama you might come to read Shtari Yitz, according to the Rambam, might be very similar. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that even if it's written on a, even if your guest list is written on a wall high up, it would still be a problem because of this gezeira of Shama Yikra Shtari Yitz. And it seemed that he's passing the chumrah. Either even when you don't have a problem of erasing, the gezeira says it's on a wall. It's written on a high wall. You can't get to erase. There would still be a problem because it's similar to the writing. It's similar to shtari adyaitis, and you might come to read shtari adyaitis. The question is that lamaisa, what do people do? So l'chayra for the person who's in charge to read the list would be a problem because of these two reasons. That's clear. So what about somebody else? Somebody else, meaning, let's say the example that Mishnah Berurah gives, if somebody is a servant, he doesn't have the authority to erase it. So that would be get rid of the problem of erasing it. And who at the place can speak out, the husband of the family, depending on how involved he is. But also, if he's not authorized to change the menu, change the guest list, he would be allowed to read it for his wife. The Taz says, so the problem is that only takes care of if it's a problem of erasing, right? What about if it's exer of Shema Yikra Shtari Adyaita? So the Taz says that we are going, we're Seimech on the Rambam who says that Shtari Adyaita is because he might come to erase it, we're Seimech on that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, it says another Eitzah that the whole Shtari Yitz is only when it comes to a davar rishus, something which is a dvar mitzvah, would not be a problem with Shtari Yitz. Tzarche gvoya, it's only your needs, but tzarche gvoya would not be a problem. So therefore, any sudas mitzvah would also not have a problem of Shtari Yitz. Now, it happens to be there's a machlokes about sudas Shabbos, if that's considered a sudas mitzvah or not. But it seems to be that the Aruch HaShulchan and other places can say that this is what we're saying, that you could read somebody else could read the menu or the guest list because it's considered a Suda Shabbos. Another thing that also is very negay is a seating chart, right? People have it by a bar mitzvah or something else. They have a seating chart. I just buy a bar mitzvah and they ended up throwing out the seating chart. But that's not why. But the Poskim say that a seating chart also could be considered a divine mitzvah. You want your guests to be comfortable. That also could be a mitzvah. The Shvus Yaakov that the Shai Chuba brings down, he doesn't like either of these mahalchim. He says, according to the Taz says that we're soymech on the Rambam. Very nice, that's like the Rambam. What about the Rush, who says that Shtari Yitzis is because of because of Davar Davar. What are you going to do with that? And also, according to the Magen Avraham, that's only a Suda's mitzvah. What about a Suda's Rishus? And second of all, the Gemara, when it says an afkamina between Rebibi, who said Shema Yimchaik, and Abayi, who said because of Shema Yikra Shari Yigaitis, it could have said this nafkamina, that if it's a Suda's mitzvah, so you still have a problem, you might come to erase it, but you don't have a problem with Shari Yigaitis. The Gemara doesn't say that. Therefore, the Shlosh Yaakov says another Mahalach. He says that the heter is because of Darkei Sholem. Like we find that the Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the whole story of the Churban that came out was because he misread the guest list. Therefore, we allow the servant who's calling. They were never geyser shtori adyotus on a shamish and therefore because of this, he says they for somebody else to read or a servant or somebody else that would be mitnei darkei sholem. There was never a geyser shtori adyotus. This is the Paiskim also saying. They bring down Chaim Kanievsky says that that's why a gabbai is allowed to call out aliyahs from B'tei HaKsav, because people are very sensitive. They get their name right, get their aliyahs at the right time. So this is also B'tei Darkei Sholem. This would be this is the heter that they use. Happens to be that's also machlokes, because Rishon Kerelitz says that they should be machmer, if it's possible, but that also might be considered a tzarchi mitzvah. So you'd have that heter. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it's. He doesn't like either of these. He doesn't like the mahalach of the Magen Avraham because he has a problem. He has a kasha from the Rishonim. Also, this he says a lashon of moed. Is it here? He says a lashon of tamua moed. This Shuvas Yaakov is saying because of kamsa bar kamsa, we're going to allow Darkei Sholem for Shtori Adyotus. He says it's tamua li moed. He says another heter would be if you read it with two people. Like we find that by a ner on Shabbos, if you have somebody else to remind you, so that would be that's mutter. And the Rashba, I think over here would be says that over here also there would be a heter to read it with another person. But l'chayr that only helps for Shema, that you might come to erase it. I don't know how that helps for Shtori Adyotus. I'm not sure. So just to sum up a little bit, we have an Eitzah of Suda's Mitzvah. We have an Eitzah of that they weren't never Geizer and Hashemesh. And we have also, if it's somehow engraved on a wall, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's engraved on something on a wall, not just on a stone, if it's engraved on a wall, that would also not be a problem because it's not. You're not going to get confused. You're not going to have a problem erasing it, obviously, and you're also not going to get. You're not going to shteltsu to shtari adyotus. There's another eitzah that they say from Rav Falk that if you have it written each item that you're going to serve or each guest on a separate piece of paper, therefore you can move it in and out, and that wouldn't. That would take care of the problem of erasing it because you could just pull it out. That wouldn't be erasing it. Also, he says that I think it's based on Magen Avraham that's not even called since it's not a complete idea that wouldn't be considered Shtori Adyotus. This is like two words that wouldn't be Shtori Adyotus either.
So all these like parsha sheets and stuff that go around the shuls and stuff with little advertisements is a problem.
Right. So advertising that would be a problem of Shtori Adyotus.
Mazel tovs and kiddush.
Oh, so it's interesting. They say by a Shalom Zachar, if you're planning on going, then you're allowed to read it. if you can read the announcements if you're going to pound. So I'm not you know, like these shuls and things that have stam ads on the papers, that would be a problem. I mean, if you read them, and that's a problem with newspapers in general. If you only read the content, you could talk about it. If you're going to read the ads, that's going to be a problem with Shtori Adyotus.
What about labels on the food itself?
That could be also be a show. Depend. What, the nutrition facts?
No. Labels like you wrote with a marker chicken, fish, whatever.
Right. Okay, that's not really. I don't know if that's anything. Let's just tell you. That's it. It's also.
Yeah, what's happening?
For what? With ingredients? I saw something. I was trying to find it before. I don't know. The bottom of the. Aaron Shmir Shabbos also brings down Rebbe Yashiv. It's also in Asher Yish that Rebbe Yashiv said that if you look at Rashi over there, Rashi says the reason why we're Chayshu Shem Yimchak is because he's going to see he didn't prepare enough food. He's going to have charata that he invited him. He's going to invite him and he doesn't have enough of this dish. So he says Bizman Azeh, everybody has leftovers, right? We have a, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. You can't say that he's going to say, oh, I don't have enough food, right? Who after Shabbos doesn't have enough food? Baruch Hashem. But he says in a place where, like a hotel or something where they're preparing portions exactly, then that might be, or a hospital, that would be an issue to you still have the same issue that it might come to erase it. They have a Ririyat speaks about if anybody was ever by a Pesach hotel, so by the meal they give out a menu of what you're going to want for the next suit. So you tell the waiter what you're going to want. I mean, what you're going to, you know, I want to have this and this. You have to make sure the waiter is not Jewish, so because he might mark it or whatever. But he says that's not a problem. First of all, you're not changing the main menu. You're not in charge. Also, he says that's just to see what food you want to eat. That wouldn't be shtar yedaitis. That's his svara. There's a shaila about signs of like ads for svarim, new svarim that came out. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you're allowed to look at it, like to see the sefer, but you can't look at it at the press. You can't find it. I think Rav Nissen Kerlitz, I think he holds that you can't even look at the ad. That's considered a regular ad also. Somebody told me this. So I don't. The eitzah would be. Somebody said another eitzah would be if you put it under a plastic or you laminate it or something. So that only helps for shem yimchak.
Right.
I don't know if that helps shtar yedaitis.
Right.
The shulchan aruch even shtar yedaitis. I'm not sure what the eitzah would be for that. I don't know what that helps. That's only the Rambam. But the Rush. I'm saying the Rush is the Shosyankiv the Maisa says not to. Shosyankiv says that's his cash on the Talmud. So not to. I'm not sure. I saw somewhere that Shosyankiv Shari Jesus would pass into Ikir Kam to Shemiyim. So it might help for that. But they're handling Kilu or not. Yeah. Okay.